Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. this is Carly, and we are back from a little hiatus. The reason why we did the hiatus a little bit, because I got sick with the flu. Well, not the flu, but the effects from the shot that way. And tonight we are interviewing Zachary D. Sisu, and he was on the Little Rascals, and he has wrote books, and he's a poet. And yes, so it's going to be a very interesting interview. So let's get to it. Here's Zachary. Hi, Zachary.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How is it going for you?
Well, it's been here in a drought here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Well, that's good. So will you tell me about your books? Because I see that you're a writer, so how was writing the books?
Well, right now I'm almost done with the first one of four I'm writing right now. I've already wrote one book, but then I'm writing a collection of four right now. So I'm almost finished with the first one of the four, and it's going to hopefully be released end of this year.
Okay. So what was the first book about for people can know about it, and if they want to get it and read it, what's the book about?
The first book's going to be called Reflections, and Reflections is a group of 140 poems and are 12 lines each. And it's about, you know, different reflections of, past relationship and all that, and how things transpired throughout the course of those events.
Wow. That sounds really, really interesting. I just think, I write a screenplay. It's taking me forever. So I know how it is. And do you know when you will be done with the second book?
Well, the second book, it's up to the people, my friends and fans of my late cousin Judy, but which we'll talk about soon enough, but about Carl and the Little Rascals. But the second books are going to be by them, because they're going to tell about times that Judy shared with them, and I'm just going to be the editor of the book.
Okay, that's really cool, and I'm gonna get the book because I haven't read it, the first one, and so your cousin Carl was on the Rascals, so were you on there too, or was he just on there?
Him and his brother were on there. I'm a younger generation Schweitzer.
Okay, so how was being on the Little Rascals? Because, that was a really good show. And,
Him and his brother were on there from 1935 to 1940. And I didn't come around. See, Carl was born in 1927. Since now, I'm late generation Schweitzer, I wasn't born until 83, so I'm only like 36.
Okay, I get it now. I watched a couple episodes of it, and I really think it was a really cute show back then, and even in the 70s, and I think Sorrow on some TV land. I'm sure they are playing it today. I would not be surprised. So how long were you on the Little Rascals? So.
Anyway, I said to David, I got two more books after that, and then I'm starting two more projects after that.
Oh, okay. That is really cool. I mean, what was I gonna ask? So besides writing, are you back to acting? Are you gonna try and to become, you know, do another play or a movie or anything?
I've never acted a day in my life. So I've only been pretty much a writer since day one. So.
Well, I think being a writer is really good. I mean, you know, like I said, I love the writing because it's so creative, and you can just write and write and write until your fingertips hurt.
Yeah, because after this initial four books, that. Next project I'm going to write, the next bigger project I'm going to write, is I'm writing a musical.
That is, oh my God, I've always wanted to write a musical. I've always wanted to.
So I'm doing all aspects of it.
I think that is awesome. And I know that, you know, your cousin was on the Little Rascals, so that is really cool. That is really cool, but let's get back to the writing.
All right.
You know, if you ever need any creative ideas for any other book, just let me know. I probably have 1,000... ideas in my head for people to write. Do you ever get writer's block? I hate when you get writer's block. Like, you know what you want to say, but then you have this writer's block. Do you ever get that?
Not really. I mean, I'm always thinking of things. When I was young, I pretty much read the dictionary and thesaurus, so I'm not at a short thing for words. I'm always got words in my head.
That is great. Tell the audience a little more about yourself. Do you like to do anything for fun?
Well, outside of writing, I listen to music, though, because I'm an old soul. I could have been born in any generation because I like any type of music, but the music I'm listening to right now is music from other countries.
Awesome. So when you write, what about outside? Do you like the outdoors or anything like that, you know, when you're not writing?
Well, since now I live here on the Gulf Coast, I mean, now I go to the beach sometimes. I mean, it's a very therapeutic place to go. Because my house, I live in a house that's only like 3/4 mile from the beach of the Gulf Coast.
Oh my God, that would be so cool, a place to live. Like,
except when there's hurricanes.
Like, That is so cool. I would love learning now. I live, you know, in Seattle, so all I get is rain. So, you know, rain and sunroof, and if I'm lucky, it would be a good snow this year. And I'm missing the summer. So how is the weather in Mississippi? Is it nice this time of year?
Right now we have a summer, then we have an extended summer, and then we have let's cool down a little, and then we have a real brief winter. We live in more or less a humid subtropical area, so it's pretty much warm like 10 and a half months a year out of the year. Like right now today is like the first week of October. And we're still at, like, push 90 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. I love 90-degree weather, I will be honest. I feel like when it's 90 degrees, it's nice. You know, we are in the 40s right now, so that's not nice. And I'm going to bring my co-host on to ask some questions, Bobby and David. So here's Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, what's up, man?
I can't believe I'm talking to the son of somebody of not
son.
The son, the cousin.
No.
Cousin.
No, I'm not the son. Yeah, cousin.
No, I'm sorry, cousin.
<You're saying.
laughs> I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm a little nervous. The cousin of
so am I, so it goes together.
Of somebody that the cousin of a star who I grew up watching, because back in the day when I grew up, I was probably watching The Little Rascals and Three Stooges when I got home. And it would be great, Carly, if you can interview one of the surviving members that might have been related to the Three Stooges, because it would be great one day if you can just talk to them, Carly. So I'm just suggesting that for a future show.
I've talked to the great-grandson of one of the Stooges.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I talked to Curly Howard's grandson.
Oh, really? Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Now the real question I want to ask, was your cousin Alfalfa alive when Eddie Murphy did Buckwheat on Saturday Night Live? And if he was he upset at the way that Eddie Murphy was portraying his co-star that he worked with for years on the show?
I have no idea, because Carl was murdered in 59.
So that was a couple of years before Eddie was born, and of course he did the Saturday Night Live sketch with Buckwheat back in the day. That was hilarious. I don't know how.
And truth be told, Carl or Alfalfa, whatever you want to call him, I call him Carl because he's my cousin. But he didn't like Hollywood.
Oh.
Hollywood betrayed him.
Yeah, I think I saw that on the Hollywood True Story about 20 years ago about them.
Yeah, that's something we don't like. The family doesn't like. We don't like that. We don't like that. There's a lot
right.
of things that's out there that are rumors mm-hmm. that I'm trying to set straight.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I do remember seeing the movie version of The Little Rascals, and I tell you, it was pretty funny, but growing up watching Our Game and The Little Rascals back in the day when I was a kid, that was just probably one of the best memories because if only we had that kind of television now. Now, I don't know how they would feel about rebooting the Three Stooges with all the violent stuff on TV these days, because you can get that kind of violence watching the WWE versus what Mo, Larry, and Curly did on a regular basis. So, but the bottom line is, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I just only wish that there was some way to communicate with some of the surviving members of the Little Rascals, because we need more people. Maybe get somebody that might have been on that might be still alive that worked with the group or is actually parents or related. But
there are still a few our gang members still alive.
Oh really? Yeah. But it just brought me back to my childhood memories, and like I said earlier, it would be great if Carly can interview somebody that maybe a surviving member of the Three Stooges or some more Hard Game Little Rascals, Kids or anything like that. But I know you, but I'll let David talk to you, and it was a pleasure coming on. And you're welcome back anytime. And like I said earlier, Carla is welcome to just get any surviving member, family member who might have been related to the Stooges or the Hard Game Little Rascal game anytime. So,
all right.
So I'll let David speak to you, and you have a good night.
You too, man.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Bobby. I will put you on hold. And David, you're on.
Hi, Zachary. How you doing?
All right, you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for coming to the show. We appreciate it. So, when can we get your books? Will they be out?
Well, I'm hoping the first one will be out towards the end of this year. Make it like a little holiday gift, sort of. And the second one's, hopefully, I'm going to try to release it, if everybody cooperates, hopefully by next August, around the same time as Carl and my cousin Judy's birthday.
Mm.
Third one is going to hopefully be out end of next year, because it's going to be a year-long writing that I'm going to do. The fourth one's going to be the hardest, because the fourth one's going to be about Carl.
How?
So that may take like a year or two, depending on how much research I do and how much I want to get into depth with it.
I hope you do well with your books. You can always come back and promote them and talk about them. We got to have you here, so... Also, I'm a fan of Carl. Like, the Defiant Ones is my favorite movie of his. I've seen the movie about many times, and I never knew he was in it. And it's a great movie. I've seen it about many times. And also, I'm a little wrestling fan, too. So, yeah. So, what do you like to do besides writing? Got any hobbies?
I read. I walk on the... by the beach, I listen to music, things that ordinary people do outside of just the fact that, you know, who I am and who I'm related to.
Yeah, how do you fare during the hurricane? How do you do well during the hurricane? Yeah, with any damage?
We haven't got one yet. I mean, the season's still ongoing until another month or so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I live in Florida. And I know.
Yeah. Hurricane season.
In the coast. Yeah.
Hurricane season until the end of November. So.
I know. I know how it is. Dealing with hurricanes. So. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you coming on. We always want you back.
Okay, in closing, Zachary, we would love to have you back on whenever you can. And please let us know when the book is coming out. We would love to do a book launch on Daytime After Dark for you. And just keep David and I informed on, what's going on, and if you have anything to promote, please let us know.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a great interview, Carly.
Bobby, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So whenever I go to you, it means usually hope. Oh, ask this person more questions, because my brain was, I've only seen, One or Two Little Rascals.
Oh.
And stuff. So thank you both of you for being on here today, because if you guys were not on, I do not have the interview. We're gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of that, do we have a show on Friday? Because I'm not too sure if I'm going to actually be able to do Friday's show.
Why?
Well, I'm just going to be out at some place that's going to be kind of noisy, and it would be hard to make a call with all the noise in the background.
Oh, so when will you be back on Friday shows?
Probably, well, I usually go to football games on Friday, but probably I will be back doing the Friday shows in December, unless it rains or gets too cold.
Okay, well, keep us informed, and we are sending our love out to Maggie. She doesn't have a voice right now,
Right. And Carly, one more thing. I checked my TV guide, and right now they have as our football game for our region is Seattle and Cleveland. There's a possibility that they could be putting a Redskins game in its place, or as I saw on the Fox website moments ago, an Eagles game for our region, but that probably be decided later in the week or at the last minute by the weekend by the network. So I just don't want to end up recording the Seahawks and get a game I didn't want. Because it happened to me a couple weeks ago with the Seahawks game with Pittsburgh.
I was going to say my boys did a great job Tuesday, and okay, so we won by a point, but it was a point, and the point is we won, and I want to thank the Democrats. Please give it a hand of a positive Democrat. It's only a matter of time, you two, until he's out of our lives.
Mm-hmm. I just hope that there's no more drama with his friends or with Russia or Ukraine or whatever to the point where it interrupts General Hospital in the middle of the day.
That is one of causing complaints because, you know, here we get DH on a one, but we get we also get days on a one. So if they interrupted then, I'm screwed with both shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
the only soap left that has where you can get a second chance to watch it is Young and Restless. But you have to wait till 9 o'clock in the morning the next day to watch it, when it could be possible that you could have already got it in a tape, or you could go online, and that's your instant spoiler alert in case somebody wants to watch it and haven't seen it yet. That's the only problem.
I know, and I wanted to say congratulations to the Crimson family. I'm finally having the little girl I've been waiting for over 20 years, for Carson to have a little girl, Donna Corning. And I am sick of everyone saying, oh, she should have been named after B-Day. And I think it was sweet to name it after Corning, after Sunny's sister and Carly's best friend. And there's another congratulations. I want to say congratulations for the death of Silo. That was coming. And also, I want to say congratulations on the fact that Nina and Zach could get together. And Zach needs to stay out of Carson's orbit.
Right, I understand.
Deb is a good kid. And Sunny did a freaking background check on this kid. Brick did it. So, Zach, before you get on your high horse, okay, were you the one who knew that your brother took down the Metro Code, killed Alan? But that's okay, right? Because it was your brother, Zach, So it was okay for you to do that. Mm-hmm. It was okay for you to allow Theory to have a gun with Carly and baby Jocelyn back then.
Yeah.
But here is Sonny trying to protect his family, and you want to go after my Sonny? That is not appropriate. So,
that's true. But can I just say one thing about
that? You're not a Jack
fan. I'm sorry.
I wonder when you agree with me.
Yes. Yes, I agree, but can I go on to my point right quick? Now, Carly had Donna just a couple of days ago. I joked when Reba had her baby during the last season of Dying Light that she could qualify as a mom and a grandma at the same time. Carly could qualify as a mom and a grandma at the same time, but in all seriousness, when that kid in a couple of years ago get recast and get to be the same age as Jocelyn, that could be a problem. But look at Alexa's kids as far as Christina and Molly goes. One minute we have Molly as a little girl, and next minute Haley's taking over her, and she's joined by Lexi as Christina. So that could possibly go out that way. Not saying we should get rid of Eden, but if GH has a way, it might happen.
Well, yeah, and I just want to say also that Friday night we have Ken and Ollie on, and then next week we have, who do we have next week, David?
Oh, I think kind of, so many people, Robert Newman, there's my calendar.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what's the date for that, and what time during next week? When it's going to be on?
Yes, and then
you got Michael Swan in 22nd,
yes,
which is Tuesday. Then we got Carl T. Evans from Godlike on Thursday, the 24th. Then we got Tony DeMero on the 25th.
Okay.
That's going to be cool.
They're definitely lining up with the guests, David. And if we can talk in private, I can give you some more suggestions of some possible guests that are probably recurring on some of these soaps right now.
Right,
or
we've got Patika Dabo, 15th. Patika Dabo, 15th.
I want to say, too, for movie goes, you got to go see Hustle. Jennifer Lopez rocked in the movie. Okay, it's not appropriate to bring your grandmothers to this movie. Believe me, I didn't. You know, that would really have killed her. Wait, that's great.
And
was one of the best movies of the year. I enjoyed it. And,
I need to see that film before I see Jennifer Lopez and Shakira perform at the Super Bowl halftime show, because I have a feeling we might be seeing a repeat of what we saw with Justin and Janet.
I love Jennifer Lopez. I love doing every movie.
I love Jennifer Lopez, too. And everything about Jennifer Lopez is okay except for A-Rod, because I'm not a Yankees fan.
And also, David, what movies have you seen, Mary?
Recently, I've seen Rambo. What did you get? Rambo. Now, I'm
watching Buzzfest.
Yeah, really good, Rambo. Multi World Fest will be Saturday.
Did you like it?
Come on, man. Yeah. Then we'll see. Come on, man.
Did you like Rambo?
Yeah. And Joker.
Yeah.
Joker.
Yeah, the Joker was a pretty good film. But maybe it might be just me, but Sylvester Stallone should stop playing Rocky Balboa in the Creed movies and should stop playing Rambo in films that he's done 20 years ago.
I said the same thing. He getting too old. Y'all know.
Yeah.
He getting too old. He getting too old. Time to put into it. Like, I know. Never tell me they come out next month. Like, what time on these? I'm trying to put those cats in the dead now. Tom Cruise, the Mr. Possible. I thought Mr. Possible. Same thing. like Mr. Puppet.
I'm looking forward to I am looking forward to like any movie. Right now I just you know, I don't know the next movie I'm gonna go see, but I just wanna say when you go to the movies, people, you remember back when we were growing up, the movies didn't cost so much. And the
I know what you're getting
didn't cost so much.
I know what you're getting at.
I mean, I still get the popcorn and the drink.
I just managed to get candy in the drink because I'm not a big movie popcorn fan. Or
the hell
is they got? A
popcorn fan?
Well, I mean, I love popcorn, but after a while, I just kind of get boring to seeing the same thing at a movie theater, and I want to mix it up. But the price of the movie ticket, let alone the price of concessions, heck, I can go to a ball game, and it will cost me that much.
No, you're right.
I know, but you know what? It's not like I go to the movie every week. This is how I justify it. It's not like I go to the movie every week. So, bottle and the salt combination. And once, you guys, I put sugar in the popcorn by mistake. And I thought it would be awful. And it wasn't. It was actually really good.
Yeah, I tried a few times putting Junior Mints and Beatrice Pieces in the popcorn, and it was not bad because I know some people actually put that as a combination, even M&M's. So I have tried that before in some movies.
And I'm excited because Lady Antebellum CD is coming out next month. Yes! And I'm getting an omelet maker, you guys, because I'm, like, in love with omelets right now. And I think it's safer to have an omelet maker than trying to make an omelet from scratch, because I'm a disaster in the kitchen. And I am so excited, and someone on this panel thinks I'm gross because I put spinach in my omelet, but if you put spinach and sausage combo in an omelet, it's very, very tasty.
It's very good because I have had spinach omelets with stuff in it before.
Don't say that. Using an omelet, really, you guys. I mean,
yeah.
And you know, we have to say goodbye to Stefan. On days.
Well, I'm too late behind.
Well, in my opinion, I think Brandon Beener, despite doing a good job, should actually get rehired by General Hospital. I was starting to like Gabby again, but here's the thing that I think Brandon should do. He should head back to General Hospital, release Johnny from prison, and have him hook up with Maxie. I mean, I know it's kind of sound awkward for Kirsten and Brandon with the fact that they were married at one time, but it could possibly happen because we've seen on Y&R with Amelia and Taz for a while with Vicky and JT, with Victoria and JT, how awkward it was after they got divorced.
Well, and I just want to say I'm happy that the fall season is back on. Chicago One is, like, having a great season. I love Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire. Little Buzz is great. I'm getting caught up with Grayson and CIS. But I feel in love with the new show. I love, I'm going to mess up on the name. Help me, David.
I might help you, too, because I might have heard this.
Christine Nobis.
Oh, my God. It's one of the greatest shows, and I'm enjoying it. And I need my little reality TV little moments. And also, I just want to say Bloss is back on November 5th. And can you believe it? It's like October already. And then next month will be November. And before we know it's Thanksgiving. And before we know it's David's birthday. I mean, can you believe it's almost Thanksgiving, you guys?
I believe that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Thanksgiving is very turkey stuff and cranberry.
I guess we can talk about Thanksgiving plans.
I'm excited for Thanksgiving because my nieces and nephew are coming in from Idaho, so I'm really excited. And my my two little nieces are in the Girl Scouts. And so I bought two magazines from them, and they wanted me to buy like 20 of them. You know, when you have 8 or 9 nieces and nephews, it's really hard, people. It's really hard. And what is everyone doing for the rest of the night?
Well, right now I'm just paying close attention to the Carolina Hurricanes because I'm watching their game. I was watching their game for a little bit, but since they're winning, I don't think I need to come back to the game and need their help. I may come back if they start losing, but I'm probably going to be playing a few games and then going straight to bed because I need to get ready tomorrow morning, even though I'm off. I just need to be ready so I can at least hit the gym and work out. I don't think I'm going to be working out while the shows are on, so I won't be on the treadmill watching and just saying to Gabby what she's doing to Julie again on days because I don't want to get too distracted because if you're going at 4 miles per hour, you don't want to end up falling down if there's a crucial moment on days going on or yell at the TV if I see the president on the news.
What about you, David? What are you doing?
Try to catch up my soaps. I'm 2 weeks behind. It's going to be 3 weeks soon, but I'm catch up with them. I'm 2 weeks behind.
Bad, David. And I'm probably going to watch The Voice. And I might watch the Brady Bunch. I've been on this Brady Bunch kick lately. I don't know why. But I have Hulu. I have Hulu. So, I just watched it and, you know.
Right.
In fact, Carly
and David, I have an idea. Can we just get one of the Brady kids on the show? Because I know it would be a good idea to get them because I know Marie McCormick did a show for a while. Eve Hoon and Christopher Knight and Barry Williams have done soaps in the past. It'd be great to get one of the kids on to just talk about what's going on. Especially if you get Marie McCormick.
Oh, yeah, if I ask one of those, I'd probably die. Do you want to call me a die? That would probably happen. Well, yes, I know, though, David. I know what you're thinking. But before we go, just keep watching the news and just keep seeing the dumb lie every day. And
When we get some heat,
the biggest party on Daytime After Dark that there ever was. We are going to have an impeachment party.
Oh, when?
Yes, I know this show is not about politics, but, I want to see that guy gone.
It's okay, Carly. I'll be back. But, Carly, if you're going to do something about that once the time comes, it's not the first time, because you have done shows on Scientology and you haven't lost an audience. So this might help. Unlike the other guys who we won't name.
And when you guys get his hands, just send Maggie a hi message. Don't call her, just send her a hi message because he has no voice.
Right. I texted her the other day and told her that I couldn't get the Bears game because they were showing the Vikings Giants game.
We'll be back on Friday.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Cardi.
Bye.
Upon when nothing's making sense. Oh, you've
Everyone, and that was our singing song from General Hospital, Josh's song, and Cameron's song, No Star, and there's a list of things to do. So we will be back on Friday night with Karen Lawley. I'll recycle Facebook and my Twitter at daytime 6976, and have a good night. Bye-bye.